This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. Unwanted sound can certainly be annoying, but is it harmful? New research finds noise can have a wide range of unexpected effects. Could it become the new secondhand smoke, something we tolerated initially but now know is affecting our health? In this month's installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores new things we're learning about sound in our environment.
As far as your hearing goes, which occupation would you guess poses more of a risk, jet engine repair or preschool teachers? In a study by Dr. Rick Neitzel at the University of Michigan School of Public Health, the answer was school teachers.
And at the end of the day, when we look at everyone's exposures, we saw that essentially the preschool teachers had the same amount of noise as the flight technicians, which just boggled my mind.
How can that be? He says it's the duration of the noise that is key.
Two bits of the equation that are equally important. One of them is how intense is the exposure, and the other one, which we always gloss over but which is just as important, is how long was the exposure.
Dr. Neitzel says we need to look at what we're doing not just on the job but the rest of our day and night as well. He says even listening to music through earbuds can cause hearing loss if added together the volume plus duration exceeds a safe dose. In his study of New Yorkers,
we found that people were spending, on average, about 6% of their year listening to music, but they were getting about 57% of their dose. So a very brief activity on a year-long scale was contributing the majority of most people's exposure.
I'm at a club called Live in downtown Ann Arbor. The audio engineer shows me her sound meter. It's 85 decibels in here.
This isn't that much.
Yeah.
Dr. Neitzel says 85 decibels is not a dangerous level, but says newly developed musicians' earplugs reduce the volume while allowing the music to be fully enjoyed and cost under $20.
The city of San Francisco requires that places like this have earplugs or hearing protection available for sale. Now, Minneapolis has said not only do they need to be there, they need to be given out free as part of an education campaign to, you know, basically prevent customers from giving themselves a hearing loss unknowingly.
According to Dr. Neitzel, research is showing the impacts of noise are surprisingly far-reaching.
There's a growing body of evidence that says that noise is not just bad for your ears. In fact, maybe that's the least bad effect it might have. It's actually associated with coronary heart disease, heart attacks, depression, anxiety, all of these other health effects.
He says this may be due to the inability to get a good night's sleep.
Sleep disruption is a very strong predictor of cardiovascular disease. So it may be, again, that living next to that freeway, even if you think you've grown used to it, in fact, your nervous system never grows used to it.
But Dr. Neitzel says even high noise exposure, which is limited to daytime, also correlates with increased heart disease.
It may be, in fact, that noise is just a general stressor to your system.
New research by the University of Toronto shows that even some infant white noise machines pose risks if left on too long or placed too close to the baby's head. Some of the machines tested even exceeded levels allowed for adults by the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, a standard about which Dr. Neitzel already has concerns.
And so manufacturers will hold that up and say, well, if OSHA says it's safe, it's a safe level. The best estimates say that one out of every four workers exposed at that quote-unquote safe level are going to have a hearing loss after a career. There is no other exposure we tolerate this for. But for noise, we've set that as an allowable risk, basically, which I think is totally unacceptable.
Meanwhile, other scientists are questioning acceptable noise impacts on animals as well.
This is our system for specific birds. So far we've focused on chipping sparrows.
I'm on a campus walkway adjacent to a pond at Western Michigan University with Dr. Sharon Gill, a biologist who's analyzing vocalizations of birds and frogs in urban areas. She says that if they are able, some species will sing at a higher pitch to be heard over the din.
If birds or any other animals aren't able to deal with the increase in noise by changing their vocalization, one of the questions is whether that leads to them moving out of that area, that they just can't handle being in this kind of noise environment.
Dr. Gill says any decrease in usable habitat due to noise is a concern.
It seems like there always would be some place else for them to go, but we are in a matrix of land use change. Urban centers developing, and we're surrounded by agricultural fields. We've lost native prairie. We don't know where they're going to always end up.
Has it made you more aware of things that you could possibly do without being as noisy, like maybe raking with a hand rake instead of a leaf blower?
I hate leaf blowers. And we use hand rakes. I find them ineffective, right? They're just blowing things around. They're not even... What's the point?
Although her research is on animals, she's concerned about human health as well.
It's really, really loud. You know, when the users have to wear ear protection, you know there's something wrong.
In fact, approximately 15% of Americans under age 70 have preventable noise-related hearing loss. But it isn't just the health of our ears or hearts. According to Dr. Gill, it's the health of our minds and souls as well.
Once we started thinking about noise, we can't go anywhere without going, it's impossible to get away from it.
The idea that people and animals alike have a natural and perhaps adaptive tendency to avoid some types of noise seems to be in evidence at Millennium Park in Grand Rapids. Most of the park is full of people, but this area is deserted, although it's next to a lovely small lake. Could it be the racket of this oil pump? Now I'm in a farm field in Saline, next to an enormous oil well pump jack. The Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution on May 21st to oppose new oil drilling in our area, noise being the first in the list of reasons given. Fear of noise from diesel trucks figures prominently in the battle against the gravel mine proposed for a remote spot in Waterloo Recreation Area. Dr. Gill says there's a new trend in national parks to identify and post quiet zones, which have become surprisingly popular destinations.
We've been talking with some local nature conservancies around here to say, can we go to your sites and identify quiet sites that would be worthy of kind of additional protection or different protection, so that if you have a quiet site in your park, well, let's make sure it stays that way.
Dr. Gill feels that in this age of compounding stressors, noise is an issue we should not ignore.
So we have climate change overlaying everything, and then we have land use changes, and then we might have air pollution, and then there's light pollution, and we have to understand all these pieces and ultimately how they all fit together if we hope to, you know, preserve some areas for our natural world, and not just for us, because I don't think our world is going to be as rich when we don't have the beauty to surround us.
For both animals and humans, researchers are finding that sound does matter. Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.